Frodo, Allison, Heather, Shirley, Chris, Lashana. They're never afraid to speak their mind. AMC Press Live. Go!
Let's get this shit going, you guys.
Yes.
What do you think?
Definitely.
Yes.
Okay. So you all know me. I'm obviously your venerable Toku. Y'all know, you can all hear Allison on the line. You can all hear Shirley on the line. We're now waiting for one or two more. Hopefully we get two, but we can live with one for now.
Unless we get someone to call.
My turn to be fashionably late. And also
Swiggle Sticks, too. Can't forget about him. Yeah, true. Swiggle Sticks, but he hasn't appeared in the chat room yet.
Aww. Hi, Nettie. We just lost Nettie.
She just dropped for a moment. I think she's refreshing her browser. I can say Johnny can come on.
Right.
But there's Nettie.
Right.
Say, Toku, instead of you being fashionably late, it looks like Swigs is fashionably late tonight.
Well, I'll admit this earlier, when before our pre-show started, I was on Ranger Board defending Karen because someone was talking shit about the fact that, you know, she was only on MMPR and she's a minor player, and the simple fact is she never won.
May I say something to that? Those who have declined to go, they all have different things going on. Who are we to judge that? I'm sure that if they were in her shoes or those who declined, things would be different. Because I'm the type where since we are essentially part of Uncensored Radio, I am...
There is no essentially about it, Allison. We are a part of it.
I am going to be very honest. Those who want to defame anyone's name that's associated with us and Uncensored Radio, it will not be tolerated because, as a fan, I support them no matter what they do, no matter what their decision is.
And as a co-worker, our loyalty is
very strong.
So, needless to say, We do want Karen. We wish Karen could come back, but we can understand why.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get to some subjects at hand. And first, we're going to go to one of our most favorite punching bags in the world.
Hilarious?
No.
Justin Booger.
I was kidding.
Before we get this one going, actually, I'm not going to throw out a missile because we don't need it. Because everyone else in the world fucking agrees with us. Justin Bieber is a stupid fucking little prick that needs to fucking get off the airwaves and leave everyone the fuck alone and disappear back into the obscure little fucking hop.
Janet, not you.
And needs to disappear back into the obscure little fucking hole that he crawled out of and leave everyone in the music industry alone. Oh, wait, did I say all that out loud?
My thing is with him, his music's old. His music is one word every time. I don't like him, however, as long as he doesn't do something to piss off his fans or people in general, I'll stay out of it. When I got on his Instagram page and I saw him wearing a ski mask that you wear in the winter of Chanel, I'm like, are you, you're wearing it out when, not to mention, there was the shootings in Connecticut. And then the whole Boston Marathon. What are teens going to say? What are the parents going to say? I don't know if I've ever seen the photo. I think she would be the first to tell anyone to listen to him. Especially because parents will get pissed off if they find out about this.
Our opinion of Bieber is very, very low as it stands. So let's just put it this way. AMC Press agrees with the rest of the country when they say that they're sick and tired of Bieber bitch.
Yeah.
I think within like 4 to 5 years he's gonna be either burnt out or something, or he's gonna end up doing crazy things and end up in the same line as Amanda Bynes and Lindsay Lohan.
Mm-hmm.
And I do respect Lindsay Lohan. I kind of I used to say it with Amanda Bynes because of how much she has been saying and posting the crazy tweets, but that's my own opinion of her. I liked her on All That, on the Amanda Show. Not really on All That because I obviously enjoyed Katrina Johnson way better than her.
Actually, we were gonna get to that next, so yeah, you're reading our minds. And on that note, let's get to that. The CEO of Abercrombie and Fitch, whatever it was, I don't fucking care, said that their clothes aren't made for big people because he only, and according to this, it's a quote, he only wants beautiful people to wear his clothing.
Wait a minute. I'm an example. I don't shop there. I will never shop there. You know the fact that, I have medical issues. I've been on so many medications that if someone really wanted to, they could test me. I'm not joking. I feel like I can give other places my business, not someone who's obviously trying to just make money for.
And honestly, who gives a fuck if the person that wants to buy your clothing is bigger? It's money.
It's yep. Money. These people could honestly end up, you know, when it hurts, people could boycott too.
Right, because I had posted on there, I said, as a person who used to be bigger, had to lose the weight due to type 2 diabetes, I never did go in the store anyway, mainly because I was not interested, I didn't like the style, plus I always think, you know, this guy says larger folks. Did he think that sometimes larger is not necessarily fatter, like medical conditions, being big boned, or just muscularly built.
And I'm big boned, and I also have issues losing weight due to me being
right.
on so many medications.
Right.
And that is, isn't the population in the United States, those who are bigger,
mm-hmm.
are becoming the general consensus?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken. So he's literally losing money.
Right.
Because I'm the type where, okay, I might be bigger, but I'm the type where I love that. I think there was times when I went places and I ended up, the clothes I wore, I would have done very well. I shop at Old Navy, I shop at Burlington, I shop at JCPenney's, Bathtub, and there's so many more places I shop. People actually think that I have the whole, that I'm, where I go to parties, if I just go to a party, people, around Thanksgiving, I'll tell you right now, this is where I go all out. I'm the type where I will make it where I'm fabulous. I rock my curve, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Yeah.
And I think is the reason why people have more issues with self-esteem.
Exactly.
I don't know if any of you guys watched High School Musical. There was one character in there that... In the first High School Musical, she was bigger. She sang one song during the movie, Status Quo, and it was just, and it really, it honestly hit home with me. Why do I want to be like everyone else? And
why the fuck do you want to be a fucking twig?
And that's what the song is about, because she's a bigger person, I forget who she played. However, I'm the type where, I lost 5 pounds because I'm actually cutting down on soda. There's times that I want it just because of the whole fact that it gets old after a while. But I'm not afraid to just deprive my body of something that when you want something, you should have it. You don't have to eat it all or eat or drink until you're getting sick, but there's a whole point in saying moderation.
Right.
Moderation is key. I don't care who you are.
Well, here we go. Let's switch a little bit of subjects and go into a scientific for a little bit. Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
It looks like the International Space Station may be in some trouble, you guys.
What's going on with them?
They're leaking liquid ammonia into space. Now, for those that don't understand why that's important, liquid ammonia is key to keep the solar panels at a moderate temperature. If those solar panels overheat, it'll fry the electronics inside and make the solar panels exactly worth nothing. And if they if they're worth nothing, they lose power, guess what's going to stop functioning?
They won't be able to breathe.
Air recirculators will stop functioning. And if that happens, guess what happens to Mr. Astronauts up in that big-ass tank can?
Go bye-bye?
Pretty much.
Wouldn't there also be a chance for a boom as well? Not trying to be rude, but isn't there...
There is. How a space capsule functions... You have to have an equilibrium of air. okay, a certain amount of air presses out to cause to make it so that the vacuum of space doesn't press in and crush the can. If one type of air is missing, in this case, O2 is missing, then there's not going to be enough air to hold the shape of the capsule, and it's going to start crushing in on itself, and it may only crush 20%. But that 20% is going to be enough to cause hole rupture. And guess what happens when you get a hole rupture?
Boom.
Yeah. The spaceship can tear itself apart.
And I don't want that to happen. I really hope someday you get someone to fix it because,
Well, the way they're looking at it, they're going to be talking about trying to redirect the power flow to from different areas. But the problem is, they've got like 24 hours to do it in.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there anyone currently up in the space station?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Expedition 35 crew.
Who's on? Is there any people from the U.S.? Really? Oh, boy. I hope it's not another, that something doesn't happen to those people because I...
Well, from what I remember reading about the ISS, they do have some escape pods if they need them. Shirley, you got anything to say about this?
Shirley? Janet? Anyone?
Shirley?
Janet?
Janet's here.
She's been quiet, so...
Yeah, there's been some noise going on her end.
Oh.
Janet!
Okay.
I'm here. What?
What's up?
Shirley's opinion on something.
So, what do you think would happen if the space station loses all oxygen?
Well, number one, the crew would suffocate, especially if they don't have any way of backing up their oxygen. And number two, wouldn't they eventually lose power and have their orbit decay?
Yeah, that's another thing that I forgot to mention. If they have no power to maintain their orbit, Can you guys imagine a football field of metal coming and crashing down on some place in the United States?
I'm sure full of that when it happens. But if it happens, oh shit.
That's one of those situations where I see someone pulling out an umbrella a la Wile E. Coyote and praying to God that they don't get crushed.
It's one of those times where it's going to like, oh shit. I'm sure the news will be covering it. Oh yeah, be careful of it's coming down.
Go ahead.
I feel like if that ever happened, hopefully my family and my dad are out, and I'm out, and everyone's out, and they're in the world. Courtesy of the International Space Station.
Okay. So we've got some more since Arius got convicted yesterday. We're going to let loose on her because now she just did something really stupid.
What?
She's trying to dictate what her punishment is going to be.
Stop. Is she... What is she thinking? She has no right to choose what they decide.
Who said she was thinking?
She has no right to decide. I am at the point of where once you commit a crime and it's a case of murder, you lose all right to any, to, you don't have, you don't deserve to dictate anything. Those who are going through your trial are doing. I'm sorry. That pisses me off.
Hey, I'm in total agreement with you. You know what? She killed the guy. She was found guilty. She shouldn't be allowed to dictate. There was a while back, she was having people on the outside do Twitter posts on our behalf.
Really?
Yes. She was having someone do Twitter posts on her behalf.
Really? Wow.
And that wasn't supposed to be allowed either. She wasn't supposed to be allowed to do anything except sit in that trial room and sit in her cell.
I hope she ends up realizing, okay, she's pretty messed up. She needs to, I hope whatever they decide, she realizes that that's the verdict. Everything that has happened is because of her. Not anyone else.
I know.
Yeah.
It's her own fault she's there. Not yours, not mine, but hers.
There's a whole point of if where I would be the type where, okay, I mean, I've done stupid stuff, but not Jody Arius stupid. But I know enough where own up to it, take whatever is coming, and then just shut my mouth.
No, she had to put her foot in it.
I'm the type where, granted, I, being a teenager, did stupid things, not terrible things, it's just, I'm the type where when I would get upset, I would try to, or if I was upset or feeling like anxiety, I would end up getting out of school early.
Hey, guys.
Okay, what's up?
You want to help me out?
Sure.
Let's get Johnny on the air.
Johnny, come on.
Johnny, just come in. We need another guy. I think someone's getting just ganged up on.
NetNet's agreeing with us. I bet your eyes shine agrees with us.
So I'm assuming that Swigs is not in the chat room.
Nope.
Aw.
Sad panda.
Hey,
Johnny. Have you ever worked at McDonald's before?
I did. It was only 4 months, but, yeah, 4 months in high school.
Oh, boy. Net-Net is pulling out the puppy eyes.
Hey, bro, might want to drop a
round
on that.
Yes, that's the reason I want you to call in. Our next story has to do with McDonald's.
I know what it is, and I work there, and if they ended up doing something to my record there.
Shirley.
Yes.
Shirley.
Yes.
Okay, what happened to you? Fall asleep again.
Yeah, I dozed off again. Sorry.
It's okay. We were trying to ask you for an opinion on something,
okay.
But...
Well, I missed it.
Yeah, you
sorry.
Missed it, but it's okay.
Sorry, that's my fault.
No, we're waiting for Johnny to get his rear end in here. And there he is.
And hear about this lovely story with McDonald's since I was there too.
Yeah, and it's ding dong.
No, I didn't ding dong yet this time. Because you're becoming a regular and we like that.
Yes. Especially
yes.
We feel lovely without Heather and not having Chris.
Yeah,
no Heather, no Chris. That
kind of. And then it says, I is happy.
That's good. Now, here's my question for you, Johnny.
Yeah.
You worked at McDonald's.
It, way back in the day, yeah.
Okay. How would you... How would you feel if you found out that your McDonald's had manipulated your paycheck?
I'd probably quit. No, I would quit.
Well, there's a franchise in upstate New York that had that just happen.
Oh, lovely.
Wow. He discovered this guy named Jeffrey. I'm not even going to try and pronounce that last name. Says he was hurt once he discovered his employers was altering timesheets and alleged it to cut his pay.
Mm-hmm.
He made $13 an hour working at the Syracuse McDonald's. And his boss's doctored his timesheets. So he wouldn't be paid for the time he worked beyond his 8-hour shift. In addition, they did not pay him and other employees who worked during their 30-minute lunch break as mandated by law.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Now, answer me this question. What would you do?
Through the franchise.
Does anyone remember the name Bloodbath McGrath?
Not familiar with that one, I'm afraid.
Wild Wild West?
Oh, yeah.
And what, you know, honestly for me, if I found out my job was fucking doctoring my paycheck so they didn't have to pay me as much, let's just say my swords would be coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I would sue the franchise. I feel like once you do that to your employees, I feel that those who done that, who did that, should face legal ramifications. No questions asked.
I agree.
I totally agree.
Agreed.
Not only
away from you, but they're also they're trying to make a living.
Hey, Janet, talk to your mic a little bit.
I said, said I'd sue them too, because if you are trying to raise a family, you know, not only are they taking away from your paycheck, but they're taking away from your family as well.
Oh, yeah, and I worked in high school, but still, it was hard for me because I have a disability, which I don't use as a crutch. I worked harder, and I was able to deal with the work that they would give me, and they wouldn't have anything else to give me. Tell me. And then I quit after 4 months because one of the left managers treated me, didn't want to help me for the system, didn't invest much time except for one manager, which she's awesome, which I will not state her name or location out of the respect for her, because she was amazing. She treated me better than others, which that's why every time I go there, the workers that really were nice to me, I do say hi to. I'm the type where I will say hi to them, and if they don't care, they don't have to say hi to me.
I'm still here, Nettie. I'm still here.
So here's my question. Okay, we're going to another subject here.
Okay.
I'm going to post a YouTube video in the chat. Just look at the title of the YouTube video and tell me what you think. Now, I know our guest co-host, our normals, have seen this. But I think it's pretty fucking hilarious, especially how they did it.
I know.
I got the title when I saw it. I was like, nice. With the article, I was like, this is awesome. And those people that Taiwan, they deserve a nice round of applause.
Taiwan. Yeah, essentially she's begging for the death penalty and selling off her fucking art in this thing and crying. Oh my god, it's fucking weird.
It's fucking weird, but they still deserve a round of applause for taking her trying to do stupid things. And making her look even worse in this time.
Trying to be creepy?
She sounds rude or whatever, but she put it on herself, too.
My honest opinion is all this crap she's pulling now with the interview she gave with Troy Hayden and what she said, I think she's getting ready to set up for an insanity defense. So she won't get the death penalty. She'll get life in prison on our dime.
Wow.
That's just my opinion.
I don't see that happening because I don't know. Did they do the premeditation as well?
With the
verdict. So she knew. What she was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, the insanity defense won't work. Especially with the simple fact that they have witnesses about her state of mind throughout the whole thing.
Right.
Okay. Well, I guess we could go into another story. I mean, Tony Area is funny as hell anyway, but...
Right?
Well, hey, I wasn't going to bring her up tonight. I wasn't even going to... I wasn't even going to bring her up tonight.
Well, I figure that video deserves some kind of prop. Okay. So, here's the question. How would you feel if you found out a multi-billionaire was ripping off a crowdsourcing website?
Which one?
Huh? Hello? We have like five people say something at the same time.
Hey,
what?
Sorry.
So what would you say if a billionaire, let's just say along the scope of, Bill Gates or Donald Trump or Warren Buffett or someone like that, was trying to rip off a website whose sole purpose is to try and earn money for different projects?
Like Indiegogo?
I'd kick him in the ass,
yeah.
But I do. I'd kick him in the ass, is what I'd do. And then I'd strangle
him. Well, guess what?
What?
Good news.
What?
It happened.
Yeah.
Really?
Who did what to what website?
Okay,
let's go with this. Donald Trump is taking the exact idea from Indiegogo and putting it into his new website, Fund Anything.
What?
He's doing the same exact idea that Indiegogo did, taking the Indiegogo idea and putting it into his own website called Fund Anything.
Oh, wow. My thing is Indiegogo is far better. I used it 2 times to help Karen Ashley promote, and I myself and help Uncensored Radio and Karen Ashley with her project. I myself feel Indiegogo is the way to go. Anything else, second rate.
Mm-hmm.
I won't even touch his site. And thank you for letting us know what the site's name is.
So, yeah.
You can find him a new hair site.
We'll get a better hairpiece.
Well, I don't recommend it. I'm not going to say go ahead and go there, but I'm not going to say
no.
I say if
people would like to go there, go ahead. Where did you say that Indiegogo? I like Indiegogo. It's easy. It's quick. It's easy. There's no issues.
How do you spell that?
Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.
Net. You want to say something?
I was just wanting to make sure the people could hear me. That was all.
Oh, well, there you
are. Yeah, we can hear you.
Loud and clear.
We can. Yeah. Johnny must be happy for that.
What do you think about this?
I mean, people do that shit all the time. It's sad, but it happens a lot, and especially with people who are billionaires, which is just stupid, because it's like, you have your own money, think of your own shit, or hire somebody to think of your shit, you know?
I feel like Indiegogo helps more people who are just starting out. You just don't. And then they get a little bit of what you make, but it's still better than nothing. And I say, I liked it when I had to, when I donated to Care Nationally and Uncensored Radio.
I myself
will continue to use it. And I know people have Kickstarters up. It's very similar. However, I myself don't have a PayPal. Some of these sites use PayPal. I would rather just say, okay, secure site, put in my information. Yeah.
I'm looking at some of the sites on Indiegogo.
Mm-hmm.
And it's some really good, like one has, somebody's trying to give funding for something called Snappy. Cool socks that remain in pairs.
The people get nice socks. What's
uh-huh.
a perk?
I'm looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
But I myself feel like Kickstarter is the same, is similar. You still get perks, you still get everything. It's very similar to Indiegogo, just I'm not sure how you would be able, what the payment methods are, if you need to put your information from PayPal up, and that would be an issue with me. I don't know if anyone else would be able to say.
PayPal works fine for me. I've used it.
But I myself, I don't like, I feel like if I need to use it, I will. But the rarity, I feel like I like the fact that secure site could pull my information. I'll be done within less than 5 minutes span and just on my merry way.
Guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Who said this came across my wire?
I can't hear you.
I said some news that just came across my wire.
Sure.
Malcolm Shabazz, grandson of Malcolm X, has been robbed and killed in Mexico.
Oh,
wow. What happened?
Malcolm X's grandson has gotten
right.
robbed and killed in Mexico, according to a report I just saw.
Wow.
Probably some Mexican drug cartel again.
Wow, I can't believe that he was robbed and killed. That's my condolences to his family, because losing any family member is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So yeah. Thank you, Ashley. Thanks for that.
I got a website that are saying reportedly killed in Mexico, and that one grandson definitely killed in Mexico.
Yeah, well.
And guess where it was? According to it was down in Tijuana. That's from the Amsterdam News.
Hmm.
So thanks, Ashley, thanks for the new information. For those that don't know, she's had a part on AFC Press in the past, so I don't know if she's still on it. I don't listen to the schmooze because I'm in the middle of our pre-meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny, you listen to the schmooze?
Yeah.
Is Angelique still on there?
I'm not sure.
I don't think she is. I think it's only... it's Stacy, and then,
okay, the U.S. Embassy has confirmed it. The U.S. Embassy has confirmed that that he was killed.
Okay.
So the embassy says he was. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now we got to take a little bit of a somber route. I hope everyone is forgiving of me for doing this, but I really want to get some more information out there.
about Miss Brady Rice? Are you guys okay with this?
Yeah.
Fine with me.
Okay with what? I just had to step away from the keyboard.
Am I okay with Rice?
Brayley Rice is shooting at Matt. I'm going to post the link in the chat room, and you can follow along with me with what I'm saying. But she was an honor student who hung herself at her school because of bullying.
Okay, somebody's got some serious noise.
Yeah, I know. That's Janet, your noise. Anyway, so she was basically told by the students that day to go kill herself.
Wow.
Okay, I'm going to read off some posts from Facebook and other sources that are on this thing. Okay? She said the mother, Carrie Rice, says the difficult that having to ID my baby's lifeless body was one of the hardest things she ever had to do. And as such, here we go. My daughter, 14, was being picked on last year all because she liked a boy another girl liked. These are all stories of parents who had been who had their kids bullied and stuff. So I'm going through these. Okay. They wrote the B word on our locker. They threw food and instigated things most every day. I went in twice talked to the principal, who actually brought in the other girl's parents, and we all sat and talked together. Apparently, that made it worse, and it came down to the girl grabbing my daughter by the hair in the hall, and my daughter beating the crap out of her, and then getting suspended for 7 days. The girl who started it kept going for weeks, only got 3 days. I'm still livid when I think about it, but this same little girl now comes over and spends nights with us. We need somehow to make our kids understand that as bad as it is now, it won't always be. I agree.
I agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the kind of shit that we have an issue with on AMC Press. You know, is the fact that these kids think that it is getting too difficult for people to live. And honestly, if you've got a problem with stuff, you know, bullies in all reality are very insecure.
About themselves, about different situations they might be in.
And I'm sorry to say it that way, but it's the damn truth. They're insecure because they feel shitty about themselves.
And I'm going to say this. I've been bullied. I myself feel that I was empowered in 10th grade to say, time out here. No one's bullying me. No, I'm not going to be stepped on anymore. So I got my voice.
Okay, Allison, you just put more news up.
Sorry about that.
No, I'm not mad. Actually, this is news that some of our callers, our listeners, would like to know. Randy Jackson is finally leaving Idol.
Ah.
Everyone needs to time to have a time to where they could grow and focus on other things.
Mm-hmm.
So all I've got to say is that goodbye, American Idol.
Yeah, it's just been going downhill so fast ever since that
cancel
nightmare Nicki Minaj. That nightmare Nicki Minaj being there was like, what the hell?
What'd you say, Johnny?
They cancel the show. I'm done.
Yeah, they need to cancel it. I'm sorry.
I just stopped watching it after after Jennifer Lopez. I watched it hit or miss, but I kind of feel like I feel like I'm not going to watch something that's now about the judges when it's about those who actually
that are doing the singing.
I stopped watching the show after Jordan Sparks season.
I watched a little bit of that one, but I feel like with me, I was like, okay, I want to see how bad the bad contestants are. I myself watched it more for the contestants versus anything else. I feel that there is a...
Has anyone heard from William Hung lately?
No.
Nope.
We're talking about American Idol, Matt. And trying to figure out where William Hung is gone.
How did you spell his last name?
I think it's H-U-N-G, isn't it?
How can I forget about him?
Like hung out to dry.
Okay.
What did you say, Johnny?
I was like, how can I forget about him?
The truth of the matter is, just because you win American Idol, doesn't mean diddly squad. There have been plenty of success stories with some of those contestants didn't even get close to being at the top.
I know, and I feel like that just makes me like them even more. Like,
some of the people who deserve to make it in American Idol don't, and those that have no business being on American Idol in the first place.
Sorry, but I have to make mention of what NetNet just asked. Yes, he was that really, really bad singer that monotonely sang Baby Got Back and shit
But think of what she bang.
Yeah, what she bang. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But it was so funny to watch because he's dancing all over the stage and thinking he's getting his groove on, and you could see Simon's face just go, oh, fuck me. No, but he did not even get through audition. But it was so funny because it was the fastest I've ever heard of Simon saying, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I think a lot of... I know I watched part of American Idol for Simon Cowell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell made the show. Now since he's off, it's the whole point of, do you really want to watch something that's now becoming... Like, the market is saturated with it, so... People don't want to watch it all the time.
I don't bother.
I'll be honest. I've never been a fan of American Idol from the start.
American Idol really wasn't that big of a deal this year. Hey, Johnny, do you have any news in your local area?
I don't have anything to report tonight.
What about your Phillies?
Oh, they're losing again. What else is new?
Go figure.
Sounds like the Diamondbacks,
have
Johnny.
Have you heard about the Cubs today?
I think I got the game on the background right now.
Have you heard anything about the Cubs today?
What?
The Cubs.
The Chicago Cubs?
I haven't heard anything about it today.
Darn you, you're supposed to be our sports person. You know, you're supposed to be AMC Press's sports reporter. That's your thing.
I think they're picking on, he's picking on you, Johnny.
I think so, too.
Don't forget, Birders and he's equal opportunist, so...
Oh, geez, he calls me evil at least once or twice a day. That's only because I post good recipes.
Net in the chat room just made a really good one. Wait, what is mine? The sex toys operator to the reporter?
Net.
Yeah, keep us informed of what the new trends in sex toys are. So that we can get Bill going, ooh.
Nettie's going well.
She
likes sex toys.
I'm sure that there's other people we could show that would be interested in them.
I think from what I know about Katrina, she definitely is interested in them, too.
Was Net-Net in the room last night when we got to discussing animal farts?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, God. How did that degenerate so bad last night?
Well, that's how this show works sometimes.
Oh, God. I cannot believe we discussed that last night.
It was fun.
Animal farts. Toku animal farts.
It could be
worse.
You
don't remember at the end of the show?
Yeah.
At the end of the show last night?
We could always be discussing... I'm going to shut my mouth right there before my mouth is in trouble.
That would probably be in your best interest.
Yeah, I'm here.
I think I better quit while I'm behind.
Okay, so
good idea.
To be funny, I was like, all right, I'm going to go look up some disturbing sex toys, just to be funny. And I found one, and it's creepy. It is a baby Jesus butt plug.
I will bring it up Monday. I was watching Bizarre Foods, and there is this... They have theme restaurants in Tokyo. And one of them is an asylum/jail. A jail lunatic asylum. I will check that out more Monday and bring it up then.
Okay.
We're down to a minute, you guys.
I know, right. That's why I'll bring it up on Monday.
So, how about this? We'll put the sex toys at the top of the list for Monday, and then we gotta play James quick because we're down to less than 30 seconds. So you know the drill. Like us, follow us, have fun. Talk to you tomorrow.
Yes.
Talk to you Monday, guys.
Have a nice day, everybody.
AMC. Brodo, Allison, Heather, Shirley, Chris, Lashana.
They're never afraid to speak their mind. AMC Press Live. Go.
Bye-bye.
See y'all later.
Good night, y'all.